give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick, celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.
Freshy Squeeze from East Coast FM. It is Give a Pet a Home for this Thursday morning.
Delighted to be back with the slot. And what we've been doing recently is sharing the love with Give a Pet a Home and going all across Wicklow and indeed into Kildare to try and find homes for some of these pets that really, really need it. This morning, we're with a brand new organisation. Well, they're not new, but we haven't had them on the air with us before. Little Hill Animal Rescue and Sanctuary. And joining us on the line, Susan Anderson. Hey, Susan, how's it going?
Good morning. Good morning, how are you?
Just before we chat about what who we're looking for a home for this morning, can you tell us a little bit about Little Hill Animal Rescue and Sanctuary?
Sure. We've been running forever, really, but we kind of set up the organisation and made it official about 8 or 10 years ago. But we've always kind of all of us been taking animals in. I remember persecuting my poor mother when I was many moons ago. Taking home every dog and cat I could find, so I'm still at it.
Right, okay, so you're one of a committee, and obviously yeah. What you do is, can people visit you as well as seeing you, what you have online?
Oh, of course, and actually we hope to have an open day somewhere around mid-August maybe, or late August, and hopefully more people can come down and see what we do and meet all the animals. We've many, many permanent residents as well, goats and sheep and dogs and cats and ponies and a donkey and yeah,
a little bit of everything. Where are you based?
We are literally just across. I'd say it would take about 5 minutes to drive from Little Hill to Wicklow. We're in the sticks, but we're just beyond Hollywood, really.
Right. Okay, very good. Well, we will, of course, let people know about the open day when it arrives. Today we're talking about these hens that badly need rescue.
That's right. And this time, actually, I think we have homes pretty much for all the hens. It's only a small rescue this Saturday. But we do have a much, much bigger rescue early to mid-September and then again in October. So we will be begging for homes because the alternative, of course, is the slaughterhouse. So it's a dreadful shame for hens that are just over a year old.
Where do they come from then?
They come from various different facilities, organic, free-range and caged. They're ex-egg-laying hens and they're put in at point of lay at about 16 weeks old and then they're culled after about a year. So they're literally only just over a year old.
And are they still laying?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, their production rate would go down from an egg-laying facility's point of view. Their production rate would go down by about 10%. But to you or I, it would mean 6 eggs a week instead of 7.
Oh my goodness, that's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hadn't realised that. Right, so you guys are getting hens all the time. So in this particular instance, as you said, you'll be getting more in the next little while.
Oh, absolutely. If people are interested at the moment and they'll wait, we will have lots of little hens looking for homes kind of early. I think it's early to mid-September.
Fantastic. Okay, so a little bit about what happens if you need to adopt the hen. I know there's lots of information on our Facebook page this morning, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura, but you have to obviously be able to provide what?
I suppose really a dog or fox-proof nighttime coop, shed, stable, garage, and then ideally a dog fox-proof run during the day if you're at work. And then if you're at home, they can kind of come out in your garden or fields with you and they'll help you with the gardening, and I use the word help loosely, so dig for you and annoy you and be everywhere you are.
Presumably you're a massive hen lover, are you? How many hens do you have, pet hens yourself?
Oh gosh, I couldn't even begin to count. We have lots, but if you ask any of Little Hill followers who have hens, they probably started off with two and now they probably have about 32, they can't remember,
you know,
they can't count.
Wow. Yeah, so they're very fond of them once they get them. Well, listen,
absolutely.
Unfortunately, we don't have more time to talk to you this morning because it's all very, very interesting. But needless to say, all the details are up on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura. We'd love to help you try and find homes for some of those hens. And we'll be in touch again and chat to you about some other animals as well.
That would be absolutely brilliant. And thanks so much for having me on this morning.
No problem. Lovely to talk to you, Susan. Keep up the good work. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Susan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's Freshie Squeeze from East Coast FM. Hens.
I'd love a hen. So I'd love loads of hens, wouldn't I? Two gardens way too small. When she said chicken run, I was like, oh, here, you had, like, I could barely manage the coop. And even then, it would probably be too small. It'd be nice, though. Imagine having eggs in your garden as well.
It'd be great. Oh. My doggies probably wouldn't like it too much.
Yeah, what are they? Well, your doggies are.
You were going to say Rottweilers there, were you?
No, they're, what are they called? Boxers.
Boxers.
Yeah. And boxers, I'd say, would love having an old play with a hen, would they?
They would. They would. Probably play a bit too rough, I'd say.
Oh, there you go. Lovely to talk to Susan this morning. We're going to, as we said, share it around on Give a Better Home. So we'll be talking to someone else next week. But we will be back with them again.